It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's first sugar beet planting report of the year. It's brought to you by Invita. If you want a product that will give you nitrogen all season long, then you'll want to try Invita. Learn more at azotic.com. That's AZOTIC.com. Joining us now is Bryce Stein, Central District Agronomy Manager with Michigan Sugar Company. Bryce, how is planting season coming along so far for Michigan's sugar beet producers?
We're still kind of on the early side. Typically, most sugar beets are planted April 15th, 20th time frame. So we're still a little bit ahead of that normal planting season. But guys have got planters out. We were able to plant about 50 acres in Ithaca, planted March 15th. So we were able to get planters out, get planters moving. Last week, some planting happened. And then also yesterday and today, fields are getting to be in really good shape and growers are getting out there to get started. Percentage-wise, we're still well under 1% planted. But it's getting the planters out, getting the dust knocked off of them, getting them tuned in to where we do get that nice 10-day stretch, middle of April. A lot of sugar beets can be planted in a very small window.
And Bryce, I understand that there are a significant number of sugar beet grower owners across the state.
Yes, we have about 860 grower owners. And they're spread across 20 counties within the state of Michigan. So just that geographic footprint that we have spread over 20 counties, we get a lot of different planting windows, little microclimates, to where it's very difficult to get a lot of acres planted in one window. It naturally staggerizes our planting because we are a very large footprint in the state of Michigan.
Ideally, when would you and your team like to see a planting wrapped up for 2024?
Sugar beets being indeterminate, we want a very long season. And if we could have most sugar beets planted by that first week of May, that would be a sweet spot. Sometimes we catch some weather events and it pushes it into mid-May. We'll start to lose some yield potential in a mid-May planting. So middle of April to the middle of May would be a great planting window for our industry.
Bryce, any special message for Michigan's sugar beet producers as they get rolling here for planting season?
Patience is the name of the game. It is very difficult to know and keep that planter in the shed when your ground is not perfectly fit. But being a very small seed piece and very difficult to get out of the ground, I would say 80% of sugar beet production, the challenge is getting them out of the ground. After that, it's protecting them and giving them what they need. But be patient and wait until it is a good conditions to plant. You can definitely see growers that push that envelope, and that field or that crop will struggle throughout the season. So being patient early on will pay dividends if conditions are perfect at planting.
Once again, Bryce Stein, Central District Agronomy Manager with Michigan Sugar Company. The website, michigansugar.com. You can also find that link at our website, michiganagtoday.com. And Bryce, thank you so much for joining us here on Michigan Ag Today.
Thank you.
Want a product that will give you nitrogen all season long? Then you want to try Invita. Invita gets directly into the cells of the plants, and it's easy to apply, foliar or in furrow. Invita provides the flexibility you need for your farm practices. Whether you want to reduce your nitrogen and maintain yield, or maintain your nitrogen and increase yield, Invita fits your farm. Invita SC formulation is OMRI registered. To learn more about Invita, visit azotic.com. That's AZOTIC.com.